WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic John Leonard recently came across a new book called Unearthing Atlantis, an Archaeological Odyssey. And when he read it, some old memories resurfaced.
I was in Thera 13 years ago, for the beauty, not the ruins. Thera, or Santorini, is the most beautiful place in the world. The westernmost of the Cycladic Islands, in the middle of the Aegean, off the coast of Greece. You arrive by boat from Crete. By donkey, you climb 1,000 feet straight up. At the top of the cliff is a white and blue town, Byzantine bungalows, an Orthodox church, a black sand beach, and a disco. You are looking at the sun die in a lagoon left over by a volcano. The mind falls, too, down this steep perspective, through modulations of brilliant light, into the prehistorical. Thera is where they have decided Atlantis used to be. Busy as I was, like a goat eating all that beauty, I never went to the ruins, where archaeologists now disinter, fresco by fresco, an underground city. This city was buried in 1628 BC under a blizzard of volcanic ash from a force more powerful than the simultaneous explosion of 150 hydrogen bombs. 50 cubic miles of rock became as a vapor in the heavens. Death rolled into Turkey on the tongue of a tsunami. In Egypt there were plagues, and Minoan civilization vanished, leaving behind an ornamental vase or two and rumors of bull worship. Plato, 13 centuries after the fact, reporting in one of his dialogues some hearsay from Critias the Elder, who heard it from Solon, who'd been among the pharaohs, was right on lots of details about Atlantis. But for the bigger picture, we must look to volcanology, glaciology, paleobotany, oceanography, chemistry and particle physics, as well as the Old Testament and classical literature. We must read pottery shards and carbon exhaust clouds, California bristlecone rings and Irish peat bog, ice caps and acid layers, fossil clam beds, and dinosaur teeth. On Thera alone, the archaeologists have 300 years of patient work ahead of them. Charles Pellegrino, a paleontologist and astrobiologist, is the perfect man for the big picture. He's equally at home on top of the smoking cathedral of a volcano or underneath the sea, where giant sandworms inhale sulfides and entire continents grind and shift from the pull of the moon on bedrock. He dreams in eons, from last October all the way back to the Big Bang. His is the view from Krakatoa, Pompeii, and Mount St. Helens, from Stonehenge and Glomar, from the Book of Numbers and the Book of the Dead. What he sees through this time gate is a culture of genius, in business for 1,500 years before the roof blew off. In the Minoan world, he says, every island had the Aegean for a moat. Competition was inevitable, universal control virtually impossible. If Thera hadn't exploded, there might have been television by the time of Christ. Instead of television, there was the first navy and the first condo, flush toilets and other technologies we wouldn't recover till the Islamic Empire of the Middle Ages, brave men who hunted bulls with ropes, and beautiful women who drank the blood of those bulls from golden cups, artists who painted dolphins instead of kings. Because of that explosion, the vulgar Greeks took over the Mediterranean, and Moses got out of Egypt. After which, in Palestine, the people of Moses might have met the displaced Thereans and called them Philistines. Never mind. It's a dream of a book, like the Room of the Lilies in the underground city on Thera. It makes you weep.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Unearthing Atlantis by Charles Pellegrino.